All right, all right. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in today. You're listening to Side Hustle School. I am Chris Guillebeau, your host. So grateful to be making these episodes for you 7 days a week, trying to help you find inspiration and action to move you forward a little bit, just kind of nudge you along your path of creating a side hustle with sustainable income. I have to be really specific about that because I'm not just talking about, you know, driving for Uber or something in the gig economy. I'm talking about something that is substantial that can really change your life. So for example, this is our Throwback Thursday segment. Every week we take a look at somebody whose story has evolved since we first featured them. And last week we heard from a camera gear affiliate who earns thousands of dollars a month from commissions. He's actually earned more than $100,000 in net income. By the way, this is not just sales. I mean, this is net income from referring sales of cameras and other camera gear. It's an expensive industry. So if you want to go into the affiliate world, you want to find something that has a high sales price. That's typically how you succeed in it. Anyway, today we've got a different genre or a different category. In our latest feature, we're going to hear from a work from home coach who starts her side hustle at the beginning of the pandemic. Kind of a good time, you know, to start a side hustle focused on remote work. And over the past couple of years, she has built this hobby. It was first a hobby. Now it is a profitable business, earning at least $4,000 a month on the side, in addition to her, or I should say apart from her day job as a recruiter. And during this time, she's also pivoted. She made a choice to kind of repurpose or reposition her products and services, her coaching essentially to consulting. Basically selling more to employers than to individual employees. So her name is Abigail. Let's hear more about it from her. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
In early 2020, as the COVID-19 pandemic forced businesses to shift to remote work, I found myself with a unique opportunity to leverage my expertise in workplace productivity. Over the past 2 years, I have transformed my side hustle as a work-from-home coach into a profitable business, earning at least $4,000 per month after hours. Here's how it went down. My journey began with helping individual employees adapt to the new remote work environment. But as the business grew, I transitioned to advising employers on structuring their remote work agreements. The first few months were challenging, as I navigated uncharted territory. I conducted research to understand the difficulties faced by employees transitioning to remote work, such as lack of motivation, time management issues, and mental health concerns. To establish my credibility, I offered free resources like articles, webinars, and podcasts on productivity and time management. I also leveraged my network on LinkedIn and other social media platforms to spread the word about my coaching services. Initially, I offered one-on-one coaching sessions to individuals struggling with the remote work environment. As my clientele grew, I realized that companies were grappling with employee productivity issues on a larger scale. I shifted my focus to advising employers on creating effective remote work policies and providing group training sessions. By targeting businesses, I was able to increase my earning potential and help more people at once. Throughout my journey, there have been several key lessons that have contributed to my success. First lesson that I learned is to identify your niche. Narrowing my focus to work-from-home productivity allowed me to stand out in a competitive market. By specializing in a specific area, I was able to demonstrate my expertise and attract clients. Second lesson is to diversify your offerings. Transitioning from one-on-one coaching to group training and consulting with employers allowed me to scale my business and increase my income. Additionally, offering a range of services such as webinars and ebooks helped to meet the diverse needs of my clients. Third, leverage social media, especially LinkedIn. By sharing valuable content on LinkedIn and other platforms, I was able to build my brand, showcase my expertise, and attract clients. Engaging with my audience through comments and direct messages also helped to establish trust and credibility. And finally, continuously learning and adapting. Remote work trends and best practices are constantly evolving. Staying up to date with the latest research and technology enabled me to offer clients relevant and cutting-edge advice. By applying these lessons, I have been able to turn my passion for productivity coaching into a profitable business that has positively impacted the lives of countless remote workers and employers. If you're considering starting a similar venture, I encourage you to embrace the challenges, stay focused on your goals, and believe in your ability to succeed. Oh, and never stop hustling.
All right, thanks so much to Abigail for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. And let me know what's going on with you as well, what's going well, what's not. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. There's also some free resources there on the website. Everything is free, basically, the podcast, the resources, the email list. My hope is that something here helps you in your own pursuit of your own income generating project that is, as I said at the beginning, substantial and sustainable. This has been episode 2308. I'll be back again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.